Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's the Luke and Pete Show. It's Thursday, the 5th of January. My name is Pete Donaldson, and I'm joined by my erstwhile colleague, Mr. Luke Moore. How are you feeling, 2023, baby?
I'm doing good, thanks. And that's not what erstwhile means, but I appreciate the intro anyway.
Erstwhile colleague! You don't know what I'm talking about.
Erstwhile means up until recently was my colleague. Unless you know something I don't.
Exactly. Welcome to the show. How have you been feeling?
Are you talking to me or are you talking to the listener?
Talking to you, really. I mean, I'm not going to get much out of the listener since this is a pre-recorded show.
Yeah, but that's how you like it, right?
Yeah, correct.
Listeners, hey, listeners, how you doing? If you're fine, just stay quiet. Mm. Great.
Yeah, even if you're not.
But I'm doing good.
I've been eating a lot. Licorice all sorts. The problem with having a reputation of this, it's impossible for me to have a January health kick, Luke, because every single Christmas I've got a reputation for being a real sweetie botherer. So people just buy me sweets for Christmas. Yeah. I've got so many nerds. I've got so many licorice all sorts I've got to get through. I've got so much Clart and Ket I've got to chomp down. It's troubling.
And when people say to me, what's Pete like in real life? A lot of the time I'll say, he eats sweets like it's food.
Correct. I was eating a big snackerjack with licorice all sorts on it. Yeah. I wasn't putting it together like cartoon. I was just using it as a plate, and then I finished the big salt and vinegar snackerjack.
Do you mind me saying, I'm looking at you through a computer screen at the moment, and there's a lot to take in anyway. I've got a lot to do on the show. You've got to keep the chat flowing and all the rest of it. And yes, I know what everyone's thinking. It comes naturally to you, Luke. Yes, it does. But at the same time, I'm presented with you. You're the only person I know who I see eating a snack, and I cannot fathom what it actually is. And it turned out to be a big salt and vinegar snackerjack with a load of licorice all sorts on top of it.
Yeah, I'm trying to hide, very much like people try and hide good solid food in silly food. The old, you know, you try and trick a dog into eating a tablet. Yeah. I'm trying to hide the licorice all sorts in healthy food, so people think I'm just eating healthy food, but it's actually just a snackerjack with licorice all sorts on the top.
I broke my tooth on a snackerjack once.
Oh, they can sometimes be quite. The rice kernel hasn't popped fully.
It's a corn kernel.
All kinds of trouble. Is it corn?
I think it's a corn kernel, like in popcorn, and that's what happened to me.
They can't advertise them as rice cakes, can they? They can't advertise rice cakes as rice cakes if they're not rice cakes, surely. I mean, mine are just big, silvery, yellowy, beigey snackerjacks.
They probably contain both in there, I reckon. Speaking of all the sweets you eat, how are your teeth generally? Yeah, 2023, new year and all the rest of it. How are your teeth starting the new year?
I've found that if I eat a whole packet of family size pack of nerds...
Why is there a family pack of nerds, by the way?
I know. I mean,
no parents eat nerds.
No. And if you look at the calorific content on the back, like a teaspoon is 60 calories. Now, pound for pound, a family pack of nerds is very much... It's great value for money. It really is great value for money.
In a different colour.
It is, yeah. I was at the football yesterday. Yeah, we're recording this a few days in advance, but
only one day.
I was at the football yesterday at Arsenal Newcastle. We drew 0-0, and the big burger that's £17 that people always talk about.
Yeah,
it does have like 18 100 calories in it. And then there's a sign that says most adults need 2,000 calories.
Yeah.
And I was like, and that's almost a sort of go, you need this. That's your, all of your calories for the day. You need this.
I don't think those people. Calories. I don't think the people that are eating those are abstaining from food elsewhere, though, are they? That's the problem.
No,
if that's the only thing you eat. That's fine.
That's the only thing you eat. Yeah, that and half a bottle of Camden Hell's Lager in an aluminium bottle. I mean, that's all you're going for.
I went for a lunch. My wife and I went for lunch a week or two ago. Now I'm trying to find the screenshot. There was a menu. Which had all the calories on it, which is the first time I'd seen that.
It's horrific. It's an absolute horror show. And even if you go for the best thing you can do in the burger domain, I think, is to go plant-based, I think.
So I've been offered the calorie menu before and said no.
Right.
And normally a nicer place gives you the option, right?
Yeah,
and,
right.
Or doesn't bother. And this place is like quite a nice gastropub near our house. So it just served up one menu. And on the lunch menu, there was like a cheese and ham sourdough toasty with skin on fries, right? 2,345 calories. 12 quid though.
Exactly. So, great bang for your buck. Yeah, great bang for your buck. How can that not keep you sated all day?
It's mad.
How can that, because you'd be hungry in like 4 or 5 hours. Why does some food keep you full and some food isn't?
And that's what my body annoys me. That's what my brain annoys me.
But like, they must be covering their ears, surely. They must be covering their arses.
Yeah, probably.
By just adding on a few, tabs of butter into that.
What's the annoying thing about the brain relationship with that pisses me off as someone who does pile on the pounds? Is that I know it's 2,345. I'm clever enough to be able to process that's enough for a day. Yeah. My brain's processed it. My body is sated physically, like confirmed. That's confirmed by a lot of independent evidence. My body is sated by that.
Mm.
Why is it still telling me I'm hungry?
It's a good point. Yeah. It's got the calories it needs. I didn't need to eat a whole packet of Nerds or a whole packet of...
So how are your teeth? You didn't answer the question about your teeth.
Still no fillings, baby. Although when I do,
but I'm in terrible pain.
When I do, when I do eat like Tang Fastics or anything fizzy, or I was a big fan of these horrible kind of like they're like big refreshers in America, and they were blummin' lovely. Sweethearts, they're called. Like you buy big ones.
I know.
And you put them in your mouth, and they're very. You can tell there's a lot of. Salic acid.
A lot of chemical equations going on.
A lot of on the pH scale, higher numbers.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the pH scale goes. But
high number of pH is alkaline, a very low number is acid.
Okay, low is acid then. All right. Yeah, okay, yeah. Very almost zero. So aggressive.
Yeah.
And for the next 3 days, I couldn't eat anything because
just the hole in the bottom of your
enamel.
Chin.
Well, it just strips all of the enamel out off your teeth. And I've never had sensitive teeth, but I think my sweet eating days have caught up with me a little bit. I can't do it anymore.
The worst experience of that I've had was actually with a savoury item, and that was I'd been out for a few beers. This is a few years ago. Been out for a few beers. And got off the bus on the way home, and the only place still open was the Sainsbury's. And I had like a perishing hunger for like something salty. Yeah. So I bought a bigger pack of those salt and vinegar sticks.
Right.
I used to be called chip sticks when we were kids.
Yeah.
And I had a whole bag of them, like 150 grams. Right. Next day, absolute agony. Like ulcers all over my mouth. Teeth were sensitive. I couldn't get the taste. Like basically couldn't sate my thirst. Really bad.
It sounds like you've been poisoned.
It was like having rabies.
We talked about that before at Christmas. A little Luke and Pete Shaw treat, but yeah, awful. I've become a little bit upset. I'm on a bit of a January health kick. He says eating a packet.
You're
of,
not though. I mean, by your own standards, possibly. But
I'm clearly not. But I'm watching a lot of YouTube while I'm working, where it's. There's a bloke called More Plates, More Dates. You will have seen him on Joe Rogan exposing the Liver King. All of his.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed that conversation.
Steroid. Yeah, it's decent, isn't it? But that guy's got his own YouTube channel, and he basically just goes through every Hollywood star in every Hollywood role, tracks their physical, their physical dimensions throughout the years. Through their 20s, through their teens, their 20s, and then their quite frequently 20s, 30s, where they all take Tren. And it's like There's not a single one he reckons isn't on juice.
Right.
He's a tank himself, right? He's a tank himself, and I think tank knows tank. And I think he's very upset about tank knows tank. But I think every single last person who's had a body, and we're not going to name them because, good God, his fucking lawyering must be tight. But his, yeah, they're all on fucking juice. Or Sazul, as he calls it. They're all on the juice. And he kind of gets a little bit upset because the people who... You're giving, like, kids a lot of, like, false hope that you can get these gains really quickly without the Sazul, without the hormones, without the oleones and the roids and stuff. And it's all a bit of a shame. But I just... A lot of, like, these physiques, I thought, oh, well, you just fucking... You know, they've got a personal trainer. They got nothing else
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with him.
He just goes, juice, all of them, juice.
I think that the reason that Chris Hemsworth, I think it was, in one of the more recent Marvel movies, might have been the most recent Thor film, was right. very transparent with the guy that he trains with. There's a guy called Chris Zocchi, I think his name is. And he was sharing a lot of the stuff he was doing on all these social media channels and stuff. And they were also making it clear things like, you know, Chris Hemsworth has this frame that he has, and to a certain extent has the genetics he has, which is part of the reason why he was cast in the first place. That, to me, at the time, I remember thinking smacked of, let's head this off now because we don't want a big scandal about this. And I wonder whether that guy who's accusing them of it is just trying to kind of spoil him for numbers. But then, having said that, I mean, he called out a Liver King, and the Liver King basically crumbled and was like, yeah, I've spent $12,000 a month.
I mean, he did a lot. I mean, a lot of these videos, and I'm not going to mention who. I mean, you mentioned Hemsworth there.
If you think it's me, just tell me. Because I'll tell you, I'm training clean,
steroids. Luke Miller is on steroids, and the sooner the world knows it, the better, to be quite frank.
And to be honest, I'm fucking pissed off with the results. So I'm happy for you to call me out on it. Because I was promised a lot of results
Luke,
that haven't
you've
been
You've got
realized.
To work out, mate. You can't, it's just...
They said
it's
fine to store those steroids out in the sun all day. And now all I've got is a very flabby pair of tits.
But it just like there's just a lot of like absolute monsters out there, like in the bodybuilding world. They've all got fucking. The first clue is always back acne. Most wrestlers have fucking back acne, and that's for one reason and one reason alone. And it's not for the reason I have back acne or had back acne because of my fucking asthma medication. I tell you what, but yeah, it's crazy. It's absolutely wild. But I'm now. I don't trust any actors because they're all pretending. And now I can't even trust their hot rock hard abs anymore. I'm fuming.
See, I know what you mean. And I think what I would say, though, is something that I think I may have mentioned before, which is this idea that people think if they follow the training regime of, say, a swimmer or a bodybuilder or a Pete Donaldson, you'll get the physique that they've got. But that's not actually true. No. It's a bit of a myth because the reason that, say, swimmers look like they do is because their body shape is selected for them to be swimmers, right? Yeah. It's like if you get to the point where you're an Olympic swimmer, it's been whittled down through so many people to get to that point. The people with the perfect physique are the ones who make the best swimmers. They didn't just start off with no frame or no kind of body to start with. It was already there for them, and that's what they were saying with that Liver King guy, the guy who that no more plates, more dates kind of guy was saying. That there is a chance that a Liver King could be that size and look like that naturally, but it's like a 0.00001% chance because he'd have to be in that part of the population that is just naturally like that, and it's so unlikely, taking into account all the reddening of the skin and all the rest of it, that it would never happen. And he and Liver King tried to pipe up about that for ages, denying it, and eventually he kind of crumbled, right, and admitted it. But,
oh, right, did he, right.
Cool. Yeah, he did a video saying, I've let everyone down. And you know what happened? Everyone was just like, oh, great. No worries, carry on. Like, you know,
oh, I love an apology video.
But
I miss me mum.
The faith, yeah, that was the best one. The faith positions people adopt when it comes to supporting people now is frightening, you know. And it is a faith position. I can remember there was a guy called Ted Haggard. You know Ted Haggard?
No, I've heard the name. Where's that from then?
So he was the minister of a super church in the US.
Yes.
And he preached this particular gospel. And he was taking donations, all the rest of it, you know, prosperity gospel type bullshit. And he had this mega church. And then fast forward however many months or years or whatever, and he obviously preached all this kind of, you know, probably, I would say, hateful stuff. So he was advocating against same-sex marriage, all this kind of stuff, right? Mm. And then I think it was in around 2006, he got accused of, and I think it was proven as well, of spending quite a lot of time with male prostitutes, right? And taking drugs and all the rest of it, yeah? So he later admits that he was taking drugs, he had sexual activity with a male prostitute.
So did William Gladstone, not the sexual activity bit, but he did hang out with sex workers.
Okay. Let me just finish this point and I'll come on
so
to that.
So did Jesus.
And he also had this, he was also had a relationship with like a young man at his church, right?
Right.
And everyone was like, well, he's finished. He's finished now. Because look at the stuff he was preaching. Look at what his whole thing was based on. Then he just did like another sermon where he said, oh yeah, I'm in a dark place, you know, just like Jesus was. So I need your help even more. And everyone's like, great, give him more money. And he earned more money doing it. Like more, so you literally cannot lose in that kind of situation. And that's what a lot of this social, that's what a lot of people who love Elon Musk and love Andrew Tate and love the living, all these people, they remind me of that. This like faith position. Mm. Now, anyway, listen, tell me about William Gladstone.
He was a bloody good chap in the main, you know, Prime Minister. There was like Blur. He'd probably be Blur in the Oasis Blur situation. Oasis would probably be Benjamin Disraeli, you know, or maybe the other way around. I'm not really sure. Neither of them were working class. Fuck it. That analogy's gone out the window.
Why do I dislike Blur so much?
I think
and Pulp.
Accents versus upbringing. Well, I mean, you're wrong about Pulp, so let's leave that one.
I'm safe. I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable being wrong. Yeah, you don't underestimate how many times a day I'm told I'm wrong. It don't deter me.
I never tell you you're wrong. I know better than that.
You tell everyone else that I'm wrong, and it gets back to me eventually.
Oh lordy, yeah. What was I going to say? Why don't you like Blur? Why don't you like Pulp? Yeah. I don't know why you don't like Pulp. I don't think you like Blur because
I don't like Jarvis Cocker. That's what it is.
I think
he's a right old wrong
himself. Why do you think he's a right old?
No, I just think he's got something about him. He's a wrong un.
I mean, he's got the look of a right old wrong un. He did a Rolf Harris song on Stars in Your Eyes that time. But like, he's got the look as Roxette.
Oh, I like him now.
Once sang Roxette. Didn't remember Roxette. Wasn't he found out to be rather?
Oh,
why are we doing this?
You don't know. It's the tone I don't like. You're not sure yourself.
I think a friend went to a wedding that was attended by the same guy from Roxette, who I think was the guitarist, who was later found out to, like a lot of people in that part of the world, have some fruity views, let's say. Roxette, right-wing views, let's say.
But do you know what I mean? As your co-host, when you start off a point like that, in that tone, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I know you're on his Wikipedia page now.
Yeah, I've got nothing to be honest. Oh, well, it wasn't that then.
Would you like to apologise to him?
I'm sorry about that.
What's his name? Use his name.
The Roxette singer is dead. I didn't know that.
The lady died, yeah. She was ill.
I didn't know that. Yeah. That's crazy.
I think Roxette are a better band than Pulp.
I mean, pound for pound, yeah, probably.
Yeah, I'm pleased you're on board with that. I'm pleased you're on board with that. They've got some absolute brilliant, like, at their best, Roxette are better than Pulp. And they're better than Blur.
That's fair. Okay, that's fair.
And they're not better than Oasis. Fair.
Who was racist then? Someone was like really right wing.
How is this an episode of our show?
In a really inert Swedish band. It was just like,
it's a 40-something like man in his shed saying, who's racist then? Who's racist? Who have you
that's
got?
That's all the internet is. This is the internet distilled into a fucking podcast. Unbelievable. Right.
Peter, can we please tackle the thorny issue of Scarborough's wanking walrus?
Oh, yes, please. Yeah, yes, please. Come on. Lovely old job. Fantastic stuff.
For those who haven't seen this story, what are you doing with your life? let's bring people up to speed. So, as far as I understand it, shortly after we recorded the last episode, because we had to do it slightly in advance because of the New Year kind of festivities and stuff. And anyway, so on New Year's Eve in Scarborough, which is a town in northeast Yorkshire on the coast, and I've always wanted to visit Scarborough, but I've never been there. But anyway, that's where it is. A walrus rocked up in the harbour. I don't know what the term is for a moving walrus. Like, it's just lolloped up onto the bank.
It's definitely the word lollop, isn't it? That's all they do is lollop.
Yeah, and lie down on the stones, and because I think there's some kind of protected species status around them, and no one wanted to distress the walrus, who just turned up out of nowhere. By the way, no one knew he was coming. He just rocked up, They cancelled the New Year's Eve fireworks celebrations in the town, which I guess was a bit of a shame for everyone. Not that I like fireworks anyway, but a lot of people do.
Mm.
And then when people were presumably already pretty annoyed with that, they thought, well, we might as well go down and see the walrus because there's no fireworks to watch. So we might as well see what the cause of this is. And it might provide a little bit of entertainment for us, the good people of Scarborough. And when everyone turned up and to see the walrus, it just started having a big old wank. And
what?
Can I, before you come in on that, Pete, can I just add one final thing? If we were living in the Middle Ages, that would be a chilling portent for the year to come.
Oh, well, you reckon that would be, people would be thinking about, I mean, I'm still thinking about it there. I mean, just a walrus pumping away with his little pink piece, so
to speak. Flipper.
And his flipper. It's just, what I like about it is that he's turned up, the world's media has descended, and he's waiting for that point to start, well.
A couple of bloggers from Scarborough have descended.
There'll be a few. But it's just the way that everyone will be like, oh no, shall we throw him some fish because he might be hungry? And oh, don't throw him some fish because he'll stick around and, you know, that will upset the delicate micro... Oh God, he's wanking. Like, it's so oh God,
now he's wanking for food. We didn't even plan that.
Who do we even call about this? Right, okay, we ring these people and they go, right, don't go near. Make sure he is wet. If you can get a hose on him, we'll be right down. This is so important that we can... He's doing what? He's doing what? He seems quite content. All right, okay, fine. We're not coming then.
Can we just get a status on his state of mind? Is he relaxed? Is he is he happy in his environment? We don't want him to be stressed. He's masturbating. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a lovely moment.
It was great. And just so you know, in case you do find yourself... Perhaps you're listening to this from some kind of coastal village or town and you're worried about a walrus turning up. You're thinking, what can I feed the walrus? Well, they like shrimp, they like crabs, they like corals, they like sea cucumbers, they like various mollusks, they
How
like
the hell
octopuses.
Did they get into a crab?
Just crunch it
down and just crunch it. Probably isn't that wild? Because that would be like us eating... What do we eat that's got a little sort of hard shell? It'd be like a soft shell crab for them, wouldn't it? Just a normal crab. They just crunch it and go, I'll let my body deal with the razor sharp shell.
There's a local man here from Hartlepool that's given them nerds. It's a family pack. He says it's got the most calories per buck.
Oh, he'll be eating for days. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Walruses are quite underrated when it comes to kind of activity, you know, because you know there was that one that lolloped up onto the hatch of a Russian submarine and no one could get out.
Yes, wasn't there one that kept quite recently jumping on ships? And trying to capsize him because he's been a naughty walrus.
I rate it.
Yeah. They are. Because we've had a lot of time with sloths. We've had a lot of time with, like, monkeys and stuff. I think walruses are going to be our next fun animal. Meerkats could get stuffed. We're all about walruses, the old tusked men perverts of the sea.
Would you have liked it if that lady came along and lifted it up and just put it in a bin?
What, cat bin lady? Yeah.
You're never going to lift it. It's 3 tons.
And she just managed to pick it up, still wanking, threw him in a big Sulo bin.
And all you could hear was just it wanking against the side of the bin.
He's still going. He's still going.
He'd get bored in a minute. He's not.
Yeah.
Right, get the fireworks back up. He's in a bin.
We can start the fireworks now. He's wanking in a bin. Yeah. Unbelievable. Oi, oi, oi. Loki, I've discovered which Swedish pop band it was who were Nazis.
Oh, good.
It's Ace of Base. Of course it is.
Oh, really? Okay.
Ace of
Base. That disappoints me a bit.
Yeah, big 90s band from Sweden who did obviously the song The Sign, Don't Turn Around, All That She Wants. Big hitters. So one of the members of the band was in a neo-Nazi band called Commit Suicide, Ulf Ekberg. I'm not going to read out any lyrics because they're strong, they're spicy. Ekberg's past is quite interesting. Did Ekberg use Ace of Base's success as an opportunity to wipe the slate clean and erase his neo-Nazi past? Ekberg did not use Ace of Base to hide his Nazi past. Quite the contrary, Ace of Base was technically a Nazi band as well.
What?
They reckon Ace of Base was named after the Karaman submarine base, a massive U-boat launching and docking facility constructed by the Nazis in the French town of Lorient. So there you go.
Apparently, in 1997, he apologised for it all and said, "Oh, it's all. You know, I didn't really mean it."
And but thanks for the money.
The rest of the band didn't didn't share these opinions, etc., etc.
Right.
P.S. Can I have my royalties back?
Can I have my royalties back, please?
Yeah, it used to really annoy me as a kid, because they had some big pop hits. You know, some people listening to this show will be like, who are Ace of Base? Well, I'll tell you who they are. They're a massive band, kind of what you'd call a Euro pop band, I suppose, in the early to mid-90s, I would say. And they had some big hits, Pete. It annoyed me that they spelt the word bass like that. It should be B-A-S-S, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, bass in it, because the bass with the submarines and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know
they
that. But I wasn't aware of their Nazi past as a 10-year-old, to be honest. Because it's weird for us, isn't it? People of our generation who are relatively normal, like you and I, we're very... Like, I feel like the question of whether being a Nazi was bad or not was settled.
Yeah,
but it turns out it's not settled now.
As soon as like the last kind of like you know, as the Holocaust survivors, as the people who fought in the war, the Second World War, start to lose them, the Nazi stuff just, you know, that just gets ramped up again. Like, it wasn't always there, but like, why we have this obsession for like 150 years for this thing that wasn't very good to start with? Bizarre. Absolutely,
it is bizarre. I think we should take a break so that people can take the time to catch up on a lot of content there.
Wanking walruses,
licorice,
and the Nazis.
All on top of a big salt and vinegar snacker jack. See you in a minute.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
On the wings of the eagle, with God's help, I was there before everyone. In the meantime, I will kill you. I was there before everyone. Hiding in plain sight there. Ace of Base, Happy Nation from 1993.
This is a massive exclusive.
It's amazing stuff. It's good stuff. Thanks, crack.com, for doing all of that work. Yes, it's time for some battery brands. Every single Thursday on the Luke and Pete Show, we get to read out some of your battery brands that you have found over the, well, previous months. I mean, I will say that Christmas is obviously a bumper time for toys with batteries buried deep within that we just extricate and look at. We've got three batteries that were actually submitted on Christmas Day. Some people managed to sneak away and fill our email box with dispatches from the front line of battery.
I admire it, but it also makes me sad, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that I don't know what your Christmas is like. I would have probably appreciated 5 minutes just to get away and write an email to the Luke and Pete Show,
to be honest. Well, tell us more about that. Why? What happened?
It's just a lot of cooking, isn't it? It's a lot of cooking. Kids running around that.
Yeah, but you wanted that, didn't you? That's what you wanted.
Yeah. I was looking forward to it, and I still enjoyed myself. I'm just surprised how little I enjoyed the meal itself, because I was constantly worrying about whether the chicken was too pink or not.
Why are you eating chicken on Christmas Day?
Because I can't be arsed with turkey. It's a loser's bird. Fox Detect.
Is that another Ace of Base lyric?
James. James has brought us Foxter Tech, hoping that I can get ahead of the avalanche of batteries by being in France and celebrating on the 24th. I'd like to present you with Foxter Tech. Any chance of a new player? Regards, James. Cheers for the work, commute, entertainment.
So James, admittedly, is celebrating Christmas on the 24th, like he do in some parts of Europe, so that's probably why he's emailing on the 25th. Foxter Tech is a new player. I wonder whether these are batteries that have been manufactured, white label, and branded in time for Christmas, because we have not had them sent in before. So congratulations to you, James. That is a new player.
Lovely stuff. Moving on to... what is that, Joachim? Joachim?
I say Joachim. It's Scandinavian, right? Joachim. Joachim, yeah.
Joachim Runderheim. Like most listeners, I've been battery hunting during the holidays. As we celebrated without any children present, the absence of battery-powered toys made it more difficult. Luckily, however, I received a Morgan ukulele that had a built-in microphone so that it could be connected to an amplifier, and I was fortunate enough for it to have a battery as well. I present the Sepe, or Seep, S-E-P-E, extra heavy duty, as my contender for a new player. I don't know whether 9-volt batteries are allowed. They are. But considering the lenient, unstructured way Pete goes about the batteries,
rude.
I'm quietly hopeful. How bloody rude. Yeah. Cheers for the work, community entertainment, Joachim Runderheim. Thank
Before you. I give you an answer, it's a Scandinavian man of a certain age who likes musical instruments.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Can we rule out the...
Can we rule out what's that battery for? Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
It is a new player. Another new player.
Oh, well done.
No one sent them in before. S-E-P-E, Sepe. Never been sent in. So congratulations to you, Joachim. What a great way to start the year.
Congratulations, Mr. Runderheim. Enjoy the rest of your year. Hi, Bat Boy, says Andrew. Imagine the delight on me face when I whip off the back of my new coffee scales on Christmas Day again. A lot of people want to make it clear what they're using scales for, which, again, I mistrust. Back in my new coffee scales on Christmas Day to find a beautiful pair of Nakon super heavy duties. It truly is the most wonderful time of the year. Nakon, N-A-C-C-O-N, Nakon.
Yeah, so it's a difficult one because, Andrew, I really appreciate you getting in touch, particularly on Christmas Day. Unfortunately, you are only the third person to send in Nakon batteries before, and you're not even the first Andrew, because Andrew Fulia sent them in June of last year. So you're not even the first Andrew to send them in, I'm afraid, but thank you very much for making a contribution nonetheless.
I love it. I love all of it. So thank you very much for everyone who brought in their batteries. If you'd like to shove your batteries into our vestibule, holes, I mean, what do you call it? It's a battery compartment, isn't it?
So I don't know where you're going with it.
Jam it in our Luke and Pete Show battery compartment.
Yeah.
We have capacity for everything you can throw at us, to be quite frank. We are the true battery daddies. Just chuck it on over to hello@lukeandpeteshow.com. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, and if you were there... observing the wanking walrus, or you have a story about Ace of Base, or you've adopted a faith position to defend a public figure on the internet for no reason, get in touch as well. hello@lukeandpeacher.com. Before we go, Pete, just a little quick thought experiment for you. I think if I was going to have to faith position defend a famous person I didn't know forever on the internet, I might choose Nick Cave or the actor Toby Jones.
Okay, yeah, fair.
You'd choose Jarvis Cocker, presumably.
I would choose, who's the fella who, I watched the TV show.
Here we go.
White Lotus.
I haven't seen it. Any good?
Very good.
Yeah,
sex
okay.
series. Not watched the first one.
Are they standalone series then?
Yeah, you can get away with watching the second one, apparently. I mean, again, I'm not speaking from that.
Why are you like this?
It is two separate stories. Okay. But there's the guy. Who's the guy who plays Spider-Man? Tom Hollander.
No, it's just Tom Holland.
Right, Tom Hollander I like. Remember when he wrote that piece in The Guardian about how he spends his day? And it was really...
Yes.
It was really, like, funny, because he's just cutting about, having a wank. Have a bit of food.
I do remember that.
Like, look out the window. Like, it was really
That was a brilliant column. He's an excellent comic actor. And he also has done the audiobook of John le Carré's A Legacy of Spies. And it is fucking exquisite. So that is a great choice. Good choice.
I take that. Lovely. And he's great in that TV show. I've got a film recommendation, which I will keep for next Monday show, if that's all right with you. We'll be back on Monday with more Luke and Pete show. And for you, the listener, we will do our very best to maintain this level of quality, exposing right-wing 90s pop groups and talking about...
Steroid abusers. Do get in touch. Hello at lukeandpeacher.com. If you want to defend someone from a faith position, whoever it's going to be, tell us who it is and why and how you do it. Give us your film reviews. Give us your TV series reviews. Give us your batteries. Give us everything you got, because we love hearing from you. Peter, I hope you have a lovely weekend.
Love when you do that hocus pocus to me. The way that you touch, it's like something to me. You give me that look, it's almost unreal. It's almost unreal.
It's lovely.
Rock set.
See you Monday.
Not racist.
Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.